This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
All of life is a gift. I want to bring up a scripture that parallels this. It goes like this, 1 Peter 4:8, above all, love each other deeply, because love covers over a multitude of sins. We'll offer hospitality to one another without grumbling. That means be hospitable, but don't complain about it later. Don't have people in your house and say, well, we had to feed those buzzards last Sunday, and glad we got rid of them. The next verse, each one should use whatever gift he has received to serve others, faithfully administering God's grace in its various forms. If anyone speaks, he should do it as one speaking the very words of God. If anyone serves, he should do it with the strength God provides, so that in all things God may be praised through Jesus Christ. To him be the glory and the power forever and ever. What is all of that saying? Everyone's been given something. Everyone in this room has been given a gift. You've been given a trust. You've been given a talent. You've been given a spiritual gift. And the Lord says, be found faithful with those gifts. And you know what? Today might be the good day to do is to say, Lord, thank you for what you've given me. I realize that even that today is a trust that I haven't earned. I haven't even earned tomorrow, but tomorrow will be a trust that you will give me. And the Lord says, you and I are to be found faithful with the trust that the Lord has placed in our hands. R.C. Foster was a professor at Cincinnati Bible College and Seminary when I was a student. He was revered. I mean, if there was one professor that we stood in awe of, it was R.C. Foster. His son, Lewis, would become one of the translators of the NIV, the version of the Bible that many of us use. But R.C. was his father, and when he walked by, I mean, we just stood at attention when R.C. Foster walked by. He commanded that kind of respect. He was visiting a church one day, and the man who was the worship leader noticed that R.C. Foster was in the audience, so he picked out of the hymn book a hymn that he thought was R.C. Foster's favorite in honor. He said, this is for Professor Foster, who's here today. It's his favorite hymn. As the service was over, R.C. Foster went out the door and thanked the worship leader for leading that song. He said, I appreciate it, but that's not my favorite hymn. It's one of my favorites, but it's not my favorite. So the worship leader said, well, Professor Foster, what is your favorite hymn? And he said, it's the hymn, I Would Be True. I Would Be True. Listen to the lyrics of that song. I would be true, for there are those who trust me. I would be pure, for there are those who care. I would be strong, for there is much to suffer. I would be brave, for there is much to dare. I would be brave, for there is much to dare. I would be faithful through each passing moment. I would be constantly in touch with God. I would be strong to follow where he leads me. I would have faith to keep the path Christ trod. May none then call on me for understanding. May none then turn to me for help in pain, and drain alone his bitter cup of sorrow, or find he knocks upon my heart in vain. I would be true, for there are those who trust me.
Well, I mentioned it earlier in the message that the word faithful, or the words found faithful, just may be the most important words in your marriage, in your family, in your career, in your education. You say, why? What else matters if you're not faithful? Does being successful matter if you're not faithful? No. Does being an achiever matter if you're not faithful? I don't think so, ultimately. Being found faithful is the ultimate compliment from the Lord God Almighty. Our website is crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.